Hi guys, I'm back with another episode of my podcast. I hope you enjoyed the last podcast and I hope that you like this one as well. Sorry this podcast is a bit late. I couldn't record because of some circumstances, but again I'm really sorry. So without any further delay, let's start this podcast right away. So the next day, Akar was standing on a very huge ground. It was very huge with some pole-like things in between it. She was staring at them in awe. Soon after it, someone put her hand on Akar's shoulder and Akar turned. And she saw that Ariza was standing there, the same woman who told her everything and who was in charge of Akar. She asked Akar, "Is everything okay, my dear? Why are you staring at those poles like that?" To which Akar replied, "I am all right. I am just stunned at the length of these poles. It seems like they're touching the sky. It seems like if one would try to climb it, they'll reach the sky. This is what it seems like." To which Ariza replied, "No, dear. They'll not take you to the sky. They're here for your practices. They're here for your martial arts practices so that you can learn some moves. And with their support, you will." "Definitely," she said. "Now I'm leaving you to Master Lancer, who'll teach you today some martial art moves." As Ariza said all this, a very old looking person arrived right in front of Akar. She was surprised for a while, but then she thought to herself, this might be Master Lancer. And it turned out to be Master Lancer only. Now Ariza said to Akar that, "Greet him, this is Master Lancer." She bowed down in front of Master Lancer and so did Akar. Master Lancer looked at Akar and said, "Oh, so you are the girl who's gonna save the world. I don't know if you'll be able to learn all the techniques, but let's hope for the best." Now Akar's training began. At first it was simple, like Master Lancer taught her how to climb, how to run faster. He taught her some breathing techniques and all. Day by day, her training started becoming tougher and tougher. Now she was asked to swing around the poles, some kick moves and all, and everything. It became very tough. After 3 months of practicing, Ariza went to Akar and said that, "Now your magical practices will begin too. And now, daily you will have to practice both martial as well as magical practices." Akar said nothing, but she looked at Ariza with a blank face, which showed that she didn't know what was happening in her life anymore. The next day began. At first, it seemed like a normal day. Then she went for her martial art practices and then for her magical power practices. On the first day of magical power practices, she was just taught how to concentrate all her power on some point. She learned this pretty fast. Her days went like this only. Now, Ariza told her that every day you will face combats. In martial art, you'll have to fight with Master Lancer, and for magical practices, you'll have to fight Master Rico. She fought both of them daily, but she never succeeded. She would be defeated at last. Days went by. She would be defeated every day, every day. 1 year like this passed. One day, Akar was fighting Mr. Lancer and she defeated Mr. Lancer in some moves, and Master Lancer was stunned to see that. And finally, she defeated him. It was her first victory, and as Master Lancer thought, the last day of her practice. After some time, it was her magical power practices, and there, with her psychic powers and nature controlling powers, she defeated Master Rico as well. Again, Master Rico was stunned as well. Now, Ariza approached her and said, "Today is the day your practices end, and now you are ready to go out on that adventure." Now, Akar looked at her face and said, "Will I be alone throughout the mission? Will I have any company with me? Because I'm very afraid to go alone. Can't I be with someone?" To which Ariza smiled and said, "Don't be afraid, my dear. You will be accompanied by a boy just a year or so older than you. His name is Mysil. He's very good in martial arts, and he has magical powers like you. But the problem is, his soul can be destroyed. But yours cannot be. He'll accompany you throughout the mission, and you two will save the earth together." Now, Ariza said to Akar, "Follow me downstairs." And she followed Ariza as she was told to do. As she reached the ground, same ground where she used to practice, she found a guy, a very handsome looking guy, a year or two older than her. Akar was 16 and he was about 17 or 18. He was standing there. He put forward his hand with the intention to shake hands with Akar. Akar did the same and they shook hands. They were introduced to each other by Ariza. Now, Ariza took them to that library-like place again where Akar first met Ariza. There, she gave them, both of them, chairs and she told them to sit down. Now, she started speaking. She said, "Your expedition would begin from the northernmost part of the world, which is the North Pole. There is a very small town which is known by the name Flaccus. That town doesn't have a very large population. It has a very less population, but it is a very mysterious town. There are many mysterious doors to many dimensions, to many realms. You will be sent there, first of all." Now you must be thinking, how are we supposed to know where the chakra of the earth realm is? To which, "I am giving you, Akar, this ring. The stone in it is known as the Menden stone. This shines when a chakra is near you. Remember, the chakras are always hidden. You have to find them and you have to put your hands in the air so that you touch the chakra and it will appear by itself. It will only be visible to the person who touched it. Remember this. Now you two will start your expedition from the Northern Pole, and what you will have to do is that you'll have to roam around the whole of the North Pole, the whole of the town, with the ring in your hands, with Menden stone in it, obviously. Now you have to be very careful because the people of the Black Realm can now identify your presence because you have the Menden stone with yourself and they can detect the Menden stone. So they'll be after you and you will have to fight them off. You'll have to fight them off with your powers. Both of you will have to fight them off. You shall not let the people know anything about you. Be careful that they do not become suspicious of you. As you roam across whole of the town, if the chakra is anywhere near, your Mendon stone will start shining and then you'll have to touch the air. I am sure Master Lancer taught both of you to touch, to feel the air, to grab it in your hands. Master Rico must have taught you both. You'll have to do that. And as you touch the chakra, it will be visible to your eyes. So now guys, it is all for today. I hope it was good. Actually, the thing is that I don't read while speaking. I speak always extempore. So I stutter sometimes in middle. I hope you all are okay with it. And please pardon my mistakes if I made any. Please look forward to the next episode of this podcast, and I hope you enjoyed this. Thank you so much. We'll meet again.